Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast Myth-Busting Edition. I don't know whether, are you Adam Savage or are you Jamie Hyneman here? Which one was the bald guy? I don't even remember which one's which.
Well, you're the bald guy, clearly.
Hey, I got business on the sides here.
Party at the rear. You got party at the rear?
No. I got a party on top. I don't know, she cut it today. It was getting really long. I kind of liked it. Yeah, so we want to bust some myths. How did you stumble on this, John? You were telling me before the call here.
Yeah, I was. So the other day I was, you know, I mean, we put content on our site. We've got a blog, you know, and I was just reviewing some of that. We have a team that helps us do that, and they're really fantastic. And so I was just going and looking at some of their work just to see what they'd been up to. And then I thought, thought just jumped into my head. I'll jump onto Google and just search up high ticket drop shipping, which is what all of our content's about. We talk about that a lot, obviously, on this show. It's all we talk about, really. I thought, let's just see what's on page one of Google in the organic search results, like what pages are ranking there. I was actually a little bit surprised, to be honest. Like there were some names that I thought would be there. There were some ads that I thought would be there. But then there was like just this whole load of sites who produce content, but they're more in the low ticket dropshipping space, or they're just not really got anything to do with dropshipping at all. And they're talking about high ticket dropshipping. And they've got these pieces of content that are ranking on the first page of Google. And then I thought, well, okay, that's interesting. Not quite what I expected to see. So I started clicking into some of these articles and reading what they were talking about high ticket dropshipping and realizing quite quickly that a lot of the information out there is just quite simply lies and fact, like just basically factually incorrect information. And I thought, holy shit, there's probably a lot of people that listen to our show who are thinking about doing high ticket dropshipping and might be looking at the same sort of stuff on Google and reading it and going, oh, well, actually, maybe that doesn't sound so great. And I could totally see, like, if you read some of the things that I read and you didn't know any better and you kind of took it to heart and you had some level of trust with those sites, you'd probably form the opinion that high-ticket dropshipping doesn't sound that amazing, right? And here's John and Ben constantly saying, oh, high-ticket dropshipping, it's so great. It's fantastic. It's one of the best ways to start an online business. And so I thought it would be cool or good or helpful or whatever. Maybe this is a bit self-interested. I just got to get this out, man. I just got to get this out. To come and break down some of these things, and there's probably literally actually more myths that are being perpetuated online about this than what we're going to cover today. Maybe we'll come back to this at another point in the future, but because I quite like this idea, just to set the record straight, because a part of me just cannot leave this stuff unsaid. I can't see it out there and then not find an outlet for my indignation and rage around, you know, people spreading this sort of, like, it's just like, I don't mind if people don't like high ticket dropshipping, right? There's always people that don't like something, right? Like, I don't like low ticket dropshipping, and I'm sure there's people out there who do. That's cool. But it's another thing to get on and publish stuff online that is just wrong. Like, it's just not actually factually correct.
That's what I thought was weird about this. You sent it. I looked at it. I'm like, oh, they're probably, you know, I've done high ticket versus low ticket dropshipping and pointed out why I don't like low ticket, why high ticket rocks. I assumed it would just be in reverse. And it kind of is, but like their points are like not even true. It's kind of a wild article, honestly. And they're ranking well. I don't know who Ted is, but he's doing a good job.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. On that front, that's fine. So anyway, we're just looking at an article. I don't know. Are we talking about who the article's actually from? Can we?
Sure.
Flame?
Yeah.
Let's flame these people. So this is on the wholesaleted.com website, and they have an article in there which ranks on the first page of Google, at least for me when I search high ticket dropshipping, which is "Do not dropship high ticket products: truth about high ticket dropshipping." Now, On this website, they do very much recommend dropshipping low ticket products like mugs that have a face of a wolf on them, fake pewter lead mugs probably, or in the same picture, they have a picture of a kayak, which is obviously one of the shittest kayaks on the market if it's low ticket. Oh no, they're saying that's a high ticket product. It looks like one of the shittest kayaks ever made. But yeah, and they do a little comparison on this site. You can probably find it. We might even put a link to it. I don't know if we want to do that, but you can probably find this this page out there. And so they're basically just rattling off some of the differences between the two, and you know, some of that stuff like it's probably not incorrect. And then they get into, you know, the first thing that kind of you know, triggered my mind to think that maybe this isn't quite on the level was you scroll down a bit and there's a paragraph about explaining that having people think before they buy a product is a bad thing. Like having people wanting to know the facts about a product or what size it is or how fast do I need one or what's my budget is like something that you want to avoid.
Can I hop in? I'm sorry. I've just been reading this on the side and this gets better every time you go through here, right? Like, the idea is that you sell a kayak for $2,000 and make 30% profit margin. You'll make $600 profit per sale. This sounds more attractive than to sell a Wolf mug for $10 and make 30% profit margin, $3. So in turn, you'd need to sell 200 Wolf mugs to make as much money as you'd earn from selling one kayak, which is almost word for word how I've worded this.
Yeah.
And then they go, this is fair maths. Plural, by the way. Maths is plural. But let's examine. Firstly, if you're doing dropshipping the right way, you should also be making sales from upsells, cross-sells, and repeat buyers in your email list. With all of these other sales, you can bump up your AOV so you won't just make $3. So, like, here's a shit ton of extra work you need to do to make a little more than $3. Secondly, is when people use this specific mug as an example of selling it for $10, if you check the price, it actually sells for $12.88. And I'm just like, what the fuck? This is so terribly written, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interject. Go ahead.
Yeah. So basically they're saying that the best way to sell products online is just to impulse buy people in, like get people on impulse to buy things without asking any questions, without thinking about it. And it kind of flies in the face of marketing 101, which is, you know, the best businesses solve problems for people, right? Problems involve people asking questions and wanting to find out if a product will in fact solve their problem. So I read that and I just kind of thought, oh, yeah, the rest of this is going to be absolute gold. Because as they say, the one thing that questions mean is more competition. Now, you know, I'm not really sure what the link is there. But anyway, they go on to say, but not just any competition. You'll be up against multi-million dollar brands like IKEA, Pottery Barn, Ashley Home Store are their examples. You know, once again, the products that IKEA, Pottery Barn, and Ashley Home Store sell, you shouldn't be selling anyway if you're doing high-ticket dropshipping. So, moot point. And then they go on to list three challenges, you know, that make high-ticket dropshipping really, really hard and impossible. You know, I mean, the first challenge they list is that you have to build an enormous amount of trust to sell anything. And look, I guess, you know, building trust is an important thing to do, right? You have to, it's something you should work on in your business as you grow a business. But do you need to build an enormous amount of trust to sell high ticket products? Well, the answer is no, you don't need to build any trust. Well, I wouldn't say you don't need to build any trust. You have to have a website that appears trustworthy, as in, it's got to work. You've got to have a secure checkout and all of that sort of thing. But do you need to build an enormous amount of trust before you sell anything? The answer is no, you don't. So in the last 3 months on a brand new site, I'll use a personal example. I've sold done 100,000 in sales with not a single review. Not one review on any product of the business, nothing, right? Now, absolutely, I'm going to take some of those, work on with some of those customers to get reviews onto the site to make more sales, et cetera, et cetera. But the fact is nobody here starts out with enormous amounts of trust. And, you know, if you set your business up right, it's just not necessary in the beginning.
I think there's plenty of ways to build trust outside, like their example is IKEA. If you're going to buy a couch, which please, for the love of God, don't sell fucking couches. You're going to want to go sit on the couch. Well, pretty accurate. I would agree. Don't sell couches. There's literally thousands, hundreds of thousands of other high ticket products that you don't need to go sit on to determine whether you want to buy it. You can do the research online. You can find out whether you trust somebody based on the content they're writing. I'm literally firing up ChatGPT to give me a bunch more reasons too of like how you can do that. I think the fact that they're just pointing out like, if you want IKEA furniture, you need to go to IKEA. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. Like, we're not selling IKEA furniture, and we're not definitely don't. Please, for the love of God, don't sell couches. Don't sell furniture if you don't want to. Maybe outdoor furniture, maybe. But I don't agree with this at all. Like, you're busting the trust thing with the reviews. Like, that's a comment we get often of like, how do I get reviews on my site? And like, you don't necessarily need them out of the gates if you can talk directly to your customer and give them the information that they're seeking. And oh, by the way, have a good offer, which is something I know John likes to harp on quite a bit.
Yeah. So, yes, that's it. Build a decent, professional looking website that works and makes sense and has good information about the products on it. If people contact you, answer the phone, answer your emails, answer your online chat, give people a decent experience. That's the trust. Like initially, that's all these days in 2023 and beyond, that's the trust that people need in order to sell products. So that's the first one. I think that kind of leads into the second challenge they've listed. Why you shouldn't do high ticket dropshipping is because you'll need to send people through a sales funnel. I love this one. Customers won't price check an impulse item, but they sure will when buying a couch. This means you're going to be competing directly with big brands, which means a bigger sales funnel. I'm talking landing direct sales on the phone, building showrooms, and having a much slicker store than the basic Shopify one we teach in this video. Link to some video, no doubt. Once again, myth busting time. Guess what? You don't need a showroom to sell things online. Fact, I've never had a showroom. Never had a showroom. I don't know anybody who's had a showroom. You know, I've kind of had my fingers in one way or another in probably more than somewhere between 50 million and 100 million in high ticket dropshipping sales over the years. So probably going to bust that one too. The reality is, once again, we set up a Shopify website for less than $500 and they make sales.
I don't think you need a sales funnel either, right? Like when I think sales funnel, I think like a ClickFunnels landing page, you know, to a bump offer, just like you don't need any of that. People are already out searching for these products that we're selling and you simply need to step in front of them and provide them some sort of value or give them a good offer. And I don't think pricing is a thing. You know, maybe it's something in Australia where you guys don't have MAP. In America, we have MAP. Everybody sells at the same exact price. And now, do you have a competitor or two who breaks that occasionally and they annoy the shit out of you? I think we all do. Anyone who's listening to this who has a business, that definitely happens. But you're not competing on price. You're competing on value. And you don't need a sales funnel to convey value.
And you don't need to make – I mean, yes, you're going to answer the phone. Right, you're going to provide customer service in a high ticket dropshipping business, but do you need to do that to make your sales? Yeah, you're going to make some sales. Like you talk to somebody on the phone, they've got questions about a product, they're like, "Oh, okay, cool, I'm good to buy that. Can I do that?" You're like, "Yeah, sure, let's make that happen." Right, but at the same time, you're also going to make sales that don't come over the phone. You never speak to the customer. I think last night I woke up this morning, I had a sale for $4,500 for a pinball machine. Never spoke to the customer. I was asleep at the time, right? And the sale happened on my standard Shopify product page. No fancy sales funnel. I have a product page, like I said, looks professional enough. It looks good. To be honest, it could look better. But $4,500 sale right there. $1,000 profit. Like, once again, complete myth, complete load of nonsense. And then the last challenge that they've listed is that you have to have a lot of startup money set aside. So landing a $2,000 sale for your first time sounds awesome until you realize that money doesn't come instantly. PayPal can easily take up to 3 weeks to arrive payments while Stripe only having weekly payouts. Blah, blah, blah. Once again, incorrect. I get my payouts from PayPal instantly and I get my payouts from Stripe 5 days a week on the next day. Like every business day, I can get a payout from Stripe. So once again, I think the lovely person who wrote this is conflating high ticket drop shipping with some of the common problems with low ticket drop shipping, which is because you're running a reasonably shit business, PayPal does put large holds on your funds, as does Stripe, and you don't see them often. That very rarely happens, very rarely, with high ticket drop shipping. Why? Because we don't have massive amounts of customer complaints, chargebacks, refund requests, and all of this sort of thing. Because wolf mugs suck. So, you know, like once again, it's complete nonsense. You don't need a lot of money. We've gone over exactly how you can start a high-ticket dropshipping business for less than $500 a few times on this podcast. In fact, there's entire episodes just about that. So you don't need any more money to start a high-ticket dropshipping business than any other online business. In fact, it's probably one of the lowest cost of entry things you can do. So
my biggest issue with this, John, is like at the end, they actually concede. But they say selling high-ticket items requires far more skills, far more experience, and far more money. So we've already debunked that it's not far more money. I don't think you need any experience. We can prove that with some of our, you know, our students who are crushing. I believe this comes out after the Jaden episode. Go look at Jaden. He's never done this before in his life. He's 10 months in, and he's on pace to do $1 million in his first year. That's amazing. And skills, I think where I'd push back on skills is like, you know, a lot of our students come here and they have no skills. They're learning from us right out of the gates. And I don't think you need skills. And in fact, I would challenge you that you probably need more skills to do low ticket because you have to figure out Facebook ads, which is super powerful, but also like honestly pretty hard to like crack the nut on. You're going to need far more money to get the right ad that you're going to need to like redo in 2 weeks anyway so that you have another ad going. I don't think any of that is true. I think you can start for less than $500 in high ticket dropshipping. The skills you need to learn are like understanding the human behind the screen, which I don't think these understand at all. And I don't think you need any experience to get started. In fact, I think high ticket dropshipping might be the best beginner business model to give you just all of the skills necessary for you to continue dropshipping if you want to, continue e-commerce if you want to, move to a million different other alternatives as well. It's just, I think it's going to give you a baseline of skills across marketing in general that are going to translate to whatever you decide to do moving forward.
Yeah. And I think the other thing this highlights as well is like, don't listen to just everything that you hear online. So this article being an example, like this person, people, I don't know who actually wrote it, but clearly haven't actually done high ticket dropshipping. Like that's quite clear from the article. So essentially, you know, that's not somebody that you should be putting a lot of stock in what they're saying about it, right? So it's really important. Once again, not to say that you have to take everything that me and Ben say is the gospel or listen to us even, whatever, but find somebody that you can trust who actually has, you know, substantial experience doing the thing they're talking about. Because if they don't have that, then how can they factually talk about whatever it is they're talking about? Like it's just a really simple thing. And unfortunately, I think social media and various places online is kind of, when it comes to online business models, is a bit awash with people having a say who haven't done the doing bit of it. And you've really got to watch out for that.
Yeah, look, I'm okay with them thinking their model's better. I have no issue with that. That's their opinion.
That's fine, yeah.
But back it up with facts. Like that was a really terrible article that, you know, I hope someday as Google's Bard and machine learning gets better, that they can also call bullshit and be like, why we're ranking this because page rank factors, you know, links or something like that, or authority. But soon I think they'll be like, well, this is bullshit. Right. And it won't be long before Bard should be able to answer that itself. Read this. Is this true? And, if it's no, then, you know, don't rank it anymore. And maybe that problem goes away of, the internet's full of bullshit everywhere, right? Like reviews on Amazon are fake. Reviews on websites are fake. Most testimonials you see on a lot of sites are honestly fake. People are ranking for articles they have no business ranking for because they can just, you can just pay to rank on a website. So I hope that ends sometime. Well, I'm still a marketer, honestly. I think it will.
Totally.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.